I got a little home studio set up. I don't know if it's really a studio, but I got a desk. It's a nice desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my little computer set up there with a microphone, and I do some work at home sometimes. And I said to Rochelle, I got this old, old chair. It's like an old office chair.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of chair. It's got that stainless steel on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got no arms.
Yeah.
It's not made for comfort at all. It's just a chair. I mean, can you sit on it? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
But is it made to sit and enjoy? I don't think it was.
You know what it reminds me of? When I was in high school and they'd have the little media center inside of the library where it was just desks and chairs.
Sure.
That's what that chair reminds me of.
Yeah, it feels like you're,
that.
Feels like you're taking an SAT when you're sitting in this chair.
It's like the uncomfortable chair from school.
I don't even know where it came from or how it ended up with me. But anyway, I've had it for a while. And I used to have a nice desk chair. It was a white one.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, you spilled coffee on it and just getting up, it got worn down and it looked like it had black soot on it. And
right.
So we finally just pitched it, one of the last moves we made. But I had this chair and we set up the little studio and I was like, I'll just use this chair. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sit there for a half an hour, you know, reading commercials or some of the stuff I get asked to do. And I said, I can't, it's hurting my circulation.
It's uncomfortable.
Hurting my thighs. So
yeah.
I just mentioned in passing that I might be in the market for a chair. Now, Rochelle says to me, listen, I got to go and make these purchases. Are we going to be good? Because they're big purchases. I said, what purchases are you talking about here? She said, remember we're getting, I hope he's not listening. I said, we're getting Grayson a PS5 for his birthday,
yes.
Which is coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big purchase. That's the PlayStation video game thing.
Yes.
I said, yeah, fine. You tell me about that. And he said, I got to get you that chair. I said, what chair? He said, remember you were complaining about the chair. I said, we're doing that. We're really going to go buy a chair. I don't know that we need to spend, because they're expensive.
We
were looking at them the other day, like $500.
If you want a good quality chair that's going to hold up, yeah, some of them are expensive. Now you can get something for 60, 70, 100 bucks on Amazon, but they're made of plastic and they're probably going to fall apart. And then you're basically just wasting the 100 bucks. So I figure we should probably get you something that's comfortable because you need to be comfortable while you're working.
Well, this is exactly my point. So I said, we're doing this. We're buying a chair. And you go, we're not. I've been researching it for days. And you do. You get on these little tangents where you become consumed with finding the best price, the best deal, the best quality, the best reviews. I forgot all about it already.
No, well, if I'm going to spend money on it, I want to spend our money on the best.
Remember what Joe said the other day, and I keep thinking about it, makes me laugh. Complain, complain, complain. I was just complaining about the chair. It's fine. I mean, it's not great, but it's fine.
I know, but I
buy the kid his birthday present. We don't need to go spend a couple hundred bucks on me. Buy the kid some gifts, all right?
Well, we can't buy the kid gifts if you can't work. So I need you to be comfortable
while you're working. I just said the chair wasn't comfortable. It doesn't matter. It's fine. You don't need to buy it right now.
I just want
maybe for our anniversary. You're getting a Botox. Get me the chair.
You're gonna get an office chair so you can go to work for your anniversary
gift? Well, I mean, I need
it. That's a crappy gift.
It's not a crappy gift. Like you said, you're making me more comfortable while I'm toiling away to provide a wonderful life for you.
You're like, here, can you write up this memo, happy anniversary? This seems like a terrible gift.
Moreover, think about this. You need Botox and I need a more comfortable chair for my legs and back. What does that say about the two of us? What does that say?
We're old.
It's on Golden Pond is what it says. It's a Wednesday morning, hump day tradition. Time for pre-coffee thoughts. We need a studio audience to help us clap. It's just the two or three of us here. It's a little sad.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have a studio audience in here.
And they could bring us coffee.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
We have everybody go around the room, write down a little stream of consciousness, just the first things that come to mind. And we do this every Wednesday, and people really seem to enjoy it, which is why, of course, we keep doing it. These are pre-coffee thoughts. To expose his identity, Batman is either driving the Batmobile uninsured or is committing terrible insurance fraud.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor, Batman's not there.
Yeah.
Someone has to teach you to play solitaire. And then once they teach you, then they can just go away and you can play solitaire.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it's true.
Wonder which of us wrote this. A full bladder, the most effective alarm clock in the morning.
Yeah, that is true.
You know that feeling where you'd like to roll over, you're like, I gotta go.
It's one of the only things that gets me up, especially on the weekends. I'm like, I guess I gotta get out of bed.
When you think about it, every sock has got a hole in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess where you put your foot in, sure.
No. See what they did there?
I did have to think about it.
That had to be a Nick one with his goofy socks.
Yeah.
Do you know this? Nick gets his socks imported from London?
No, he doesn't.
The ones he wears on TV when he does the web thing?
He gets them imported?
Yeah. He's imported socks. He's like, ooh, King Charles.
Look
at you.
What does that even mean?
The smartest people in the room are constantly overruled by the most overconfident people in the room. Yeah, that's... Welcome to corporate America, baby.
Uh-huh.
Any man saying the men's room is filthy and the woman's room is amazing has never cleaned a woman's room.
That's probably true.
I know, but no woman has been in a men's room. You don't even want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Tell you, it's disgusting.
It's a different kind of messy.
Beating a dead horse is a lot more humane than beating a live one.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's a figure of speech. A bouncy castle is a kind of mosh pit for kids. Yeah. Piggy banks become more and more impractical as inflation rises.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big piggy bank.
Yeah.
Fake houseplants don't need to be modeled after plants that exist. That's right. You can have crazy exotic plants.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
I
wouldn't know the difference.
You ain't going to get this on that point station talking about fake plants.
Yeah, that is what you'd get over there.
You're exactly right. Oh, look at this. Speaking of the monarchy, Queen Elizabeth's birth was probably announced via a telegram and her death via a tweet.
Mm. Yeah.
Seals are kind of like dog mermaids. All right, that's enough. I've had it with that. Time now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. We hear from local groups, organizations, charities. We've got fun events going on, and we share them all right here on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, every morning around 620, 835. You got one, text us, 774-4444. Facebook us at 1071 The Boss, or on the website where you can always see where The Boss Roadies are on tour and get a complete list of community events. Matter of fact, Roadies are going to be out at the Allaire Flea Market, Allaire Village in Farmingdale, 10 o'clock Saturday morning for hot prizes, including Boss summer shirts. Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday, it's another live Springsteen on Sunday, post-Bruce at the Prudential. His big return to New Jersey with Tom Cunningham.
Yes.
Doors open at 8. The radio broadcast starts at 9. The drinking starts at 10. From the borough.
Perfect. Okay.
Brunswick Square hosting an improv acting class.
Ooh.
Yes. And they teach you that in improv, you know.
It is?
Yep.
They do?
Clearly, you've never taken that class.
No, I haven't. Yes, am I supposed to answer you? Yes, and?
There's a thing where you need to build confidence with your other actors.
Uh-huh.
So they will have you say something, and then you go, yes, and the idea is to improv.
Oh. It's
improv class.
I just laughed.
Maybe you should attend tonight at 6 in Center Court.
Maybe I should.
It's open to kids, too, 8 to 13. They're taking all ages. It's a fun and interactive. ShopBrunswickSquare.com for all the details, and then you can have it on to Ann's.
Yes.
Fort Monmouth Recreation Center Spring Craft Show is going on Saturday starting at 9 in the morning. Over 40-plus homegrown artists and artisans maybe shop for Mother's Day, graduations, communion, weddings. MonmouthCountyParks.com for the info on that. And the Red Bank Annual Spring Street Fair is going on Sunday. It's rain or shine starting at 11 downtown Red Bank, right along Monmouth Street and part of Broad Street. Say hi to our buddy John over there at the Basie when you walk by. Enjoy a day filled with crafters, food vendors, and tons of shopping at streetfairs.org for the details. And there you are, my friends, the friendly neighborhood, CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. I got to tell you, there's a great sense of satisfaction, a sense of pride. And I wonder if this isn't true of anybody that works in an office. You know, for example, your printer is down and you figure out how to go behind the machine, pull the plug, and get it going again. Because we had a little technical issue, one of the computers here first thing. So I try and figure out for myself it's not happening. I sent a little message to our engineer, and he tells me what to do, and I did it, and it worked. And, oh, my gosh, it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Round of applause for me.
Golf clap. Yeah, golf clap.
That's right. I plugged and unplugged two cords, and it worked, and I feel as though I'm Albert Einstein reincarnate.
That's a great job. No, good job out of you.
Well, thanks, Joe.
No, seriously, I'll give it to you. There's a lot of cords in here. There's a lot of different machines. There's a lot of buttons, and I get terrified anytime something goes wrong because I know you will just start touching things and pulling cords, and I'm like, I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to touch anything. And you're like, just pull it. It's fine. What's the worst that could happen?
Well, here's what I've learned. And Joe, I've been at this 30 years. You've been at this longer than me. Here's what I've learned.
Right.
You just go under, you pull it, and if you knock the station off, so what? We're not doing brain surgery here. It is what it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid of the buttons. That's the key.
I don't know. Yeah,
be afraid of the buttons. Yeah.
That's what I've learned. Listen, we go off. There's no show today. We'll go have breakfast at Dunkin'. It'll be a fine. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Push all the buttons until one of them works.
That's all you can do.
I just get nervous. I don't know.
It's a very gratifying feeling. I can't. Joe asked if we could smell some of the brush fires happening in Ocean County. We're not quite that far south, but I guess the smell is traveling all around the area. This is a scary deal. We were talking about that red flag warning yesterday. But there's what?
It's up again today, by the way.
There's four or five of these brush fires around the state, right?
Yeah, and the one that's affecting us directly is down there in Manchester Township, and there's a lot of closures, local street closures, and I mean a lot of stuff going on. So you want to, just be careful when you're out there. You know, and a lot of times people don't realize that anything could start a brush fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally anything. Even a piece of glass. I remember one time up in the Meadowlands, like the whole thing almost burnt to the ground, and later they figured out it was a broken bottle that just was
it got hit.
Reflection.
The sun hit it. Just the right way.
Yep. Well, that's pretty freak, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anything can start one of these things, especially in the conditions that we have right now when it's really dry and it is also very hot. It's going to be really hot tonight.
Isn't there a rumor that Jimmy Hoffa is buried underneath the Meadowlands? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, yeah, but they dug it all. When they dug up Giant Stadium, they didn't find him. So.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know that why. Doesn't mean he wasn't there.
I don't know why you made me think of that. Yeah, exactly. You know, that also reminds me, I might have to go to a Yankees game. You ready? Can you believe that statement, Joe? I might have to go to a Yankees game.
And I'll tell you that?
Well, I belong to the Frank Sinatra fan club, and I got a message yesterday that the game's coming up the week of June, I want to say 5th through the 8th or something like that. Right. Any game you attend, you buy a regular ticket to Yankee Stadium, you get a Frank Sinatra bobblehead. So I'm thinking I might have to I might have to eat crow all my talk about my Red Sox. I might have to go incognito and see a Sox game because I would like myself one of those limited edition Frank bobbleheads.
You know what is really funny?
What's that?
You're talking about the Yankees, and my TV, for some unknown reason, just popped on and Yes is on.
Oh.
And last night's Yankee game is popped up.
It's a Yankee miracle. How about that?
And, and I'm hearing Michael K. I'm like, wow, where's Michael K. coming from?
I thought I had to go plug the button in again. I heard Joe disappear.
He's asleep. You know, what's going on?
What happened? Well, I had a feeling he was just watching a Yankee game all day today.
A little preoccupied.
He seems preoccupied. I had a feeling he was watching something. It wasn't really, I'm checking the roadways. But
well, while he was watching it, I was Googling. And you don't have to go to the game. We can just go to eBay and get you your bobblehead.
How much is it?
Well, just to get one, it looks like it's about $120. But you can get a couple. How much is a ticket to a game?
I don't know.
It's going to be more than that.
Well, at least I'd get the experience of going to the game.
But
even
you
don't
want to go to a Yankees game.
I
do. I like their uniforms.
I guess it'd be fine for an hour or so. I could stay till the 7th inning or something. I can get my bobblehead. But now I'm not just going to pay that much money. That's ridiculous. $120 for a little piece of plastic? Come on.
Well, I think we both get a bobblehead, and then I sell mine on eBay for $120. All right. We don't need to.
Didn't we have the bobblehead guy on the Bobblehead Hall of Fame or something?
Yeah, we did.
I'll look him up in my context. Maybe he can set us straight on that. So. Since we did this right before Joe went to Florida on vacation last week, thought we'd do it again. Time for Real or Fake Florida Headlines. I have looked through some websites, get some newspaper clippings here of real headlines from the great state of Florida, because, of course, it is always Florida.
And
a couple of these I have made up. Uh-huh. It'll be up to you two goons to try and figure out which are real and which are fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but this has become one of my favorite things that we do here. Because I guess because these stories from Florida are just so ridiculous.
Crazy.
And outlandish. But here we go. Real or fake? Florida headline. Florida man uses stapler in attempt to rob a Publix. Pick that one for you,
no.
Joe.
Oh, would they let that happen at a Publix, Joe?
I don't know. That's, you're talking about the supermarket of supermarkets.
I'm going to say it's fake.
Yeah, I'm going to go fake, too.
Nope.
Oh,
dang it.
Real story out of Pinellas County. Man goes in there with the sample and goes, open a cash register with a bandana on. He has been apprehended by police, though.
You have to let me. You have to let us know what county it is when you say, because that makes a big difference.
Mm.
All right, I get
like
it.
Nothing ever happens in Palm Beach County. nothing ever happens.
See that
Monroe?
It requires me reading the requires me reading the story though to know what the county is, not just looking at the headline. But that's all right.
Oh, okay, sorry.
For you, I'll go above me. Here we go. Pasco County Sheriff caught on camera stealing bagels and dental floss from the back office.
Yeah, sheriff, true.
That's got to be
absolutely
true.
That's true.
Nope.
No.
I was just looking at a map and made up Pasco County.
Okay.
I don't know that I have a county for this one, but Florida judge who twerked during court appearance asked to step down.
I hope that's true.
He's the twerking
that's
judge.
Gotta be true. That's got to be true.
No, come on. I made that one up too.
I want to see a judge twerk on the
real
stand.
Or fake Florida headlines. Speaking of West Palm, Joe, this one is from West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach, Florida men caught with gopher tortoise during gasoline theft spree. Robbing gas stations with a tortoise in the back. Real or fake?
See, that's so stupid. I'm going to say yes, it's real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real too.
Yep.
Yep.
Really happened in West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Man caught fornicating with dragon statue has been found guilty in Sarasota.
Oh, Sarasota is bougie, right? I'm going to say it's true.
Yeah, I'll go true.
Yep, that's a real one. That really happened.
Spring breakers down there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My bell needs to be louder, sir. Sorry about that. Need a louder bell. Florida math teacher tells students science is fake while being tased by police. Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood, Florida story.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I am too.
Nope, made that.
Oh!
You made a lot of these up today, huh?
Yeah. When it's fake, Hollywood. I feel like I should go DeSantis.
That's it.
DeSantis.
Yeah. I'm in love with him right now, so only because you can use plastic bags in the public.
Yeah. You know, that's a good reason, sure.
That's the only reason. I just.
Listen, I'm not talking politics at all, but I got to tell you, it does crack me up that Trump calls him Meatball Ron. Because you look at him and you're like, yeah, Meatball Ron is about right. He's a stocky fella. Florida man stomps stolen gator to, quote, teach it a lesson.
Oh.
This happened in Panama City.
Panama City, Spring Breakers, Gulf Coast.
Panhandle.
Panhandle. More specifically, the Panhandle. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to hope it's not true.
Hate to tell you, little animal abuse situation
there. Oh, that's horrible.
All right, let's end with a happier note here. Kind of a lighthearted story. Man asks if beer is okay after a driver slams into him outside a Florida department store.
He asks if beer is okay.
Is beer okay?
Oh, like, is his beer okay? I understand. That's probably true. I gotta go true on that.
Yeah, true. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely true story. So there you are, real or fake.
Oh, that's funny.
Florida headlines.
Is that beer okay?
Is beer all right?
Is it okay?
I had a blind spot. It's like Biff from Back to the Future. It was a blind spot. Spilled beer all over myself. All right, here he is, Meatball Ron himself. Feel a little bad for that turtle. Poor turtle getting stomped on. Let's be thinking of our friend Pickles.
Pickles.
Pickles is what, 90 years old? Made it all the way to 90? Poor turtle getting stomped on. He hadn't had a chance to live the good life as of yet. I feel a little bad for him this morning. Real or fake Florida headlines. That's one of my favorite features. I like that we do that now.
It's fun. It's just there's so many crazy headlines out of Florida. I mean, there's crazy headlines everywhere, but those are just extraordinarily crazy.
Also, I like talking about Meatball Ron. That's so good. I hope he is president. We go, you know who the president is? Meatball Ron over here.
You got to find something to make fun of.
That's good. Meatball Ron. All right. I like this feature, too. It's fine. It's the hashtag mom.
Confessions.
I like the Florida headlines better, but this is pretty good.
Yeah.
We hear from moms every morning, and we give them a platform, and that's important, gosh darn it. We search that hashtag, and then we share them about 720 and 920, just like this.
Mary Capra said, told my two-year-old we could do something just me and him this afternoon, and I asked, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And he said, can I have a meltdown? Honestly, sure. This advance warning is great for planning purposes, and I appreciate it.
You know what's wrong with parents today is you all ask the kids what they want to do. You should tell them what they're doing. Kids like a little structure.
If you're supposed to do something that's fun.
Would you like to go to a movie? Be like, we're going to a movie. This is what's happening. You get
what if they don't
want
to go to a movie?
Well, that's too bad. You're dragging them along. They're going to have the meltdown anyway.
But then they're going to have the meltdown there.
He already said he was having a meltdown and he was offered a choice.
All right.
So just take the meltdown as it comes.
At Vacation State of Mind said, nothing ruined your favorite movie quite like watching it with your children.
Sure. I'll watch Top Gun Maverick with the kids anytime, and they will sit through it because I'll tell them so.
I tried to get Grayson to watch it over spring break, and he was not having it.
There's too much dialogue.
He doesn't want to do
too much dialogue.
I thought we could just fast forward to the fun parts, and maybe he'd like it. But
you know, that's a great idea. You've just stumbled upon what I think is a great idea for Hollywood. Is that they should, when they make a movie, they should do a regular version of the movie for those of us that are interested. And then they should do like a fast, you know, those little things, those reels that you get now
like
on Facebook.
TikTok version
they should
movie?
Do like a 10-minute version of Top Gun with just the fast action sequences with the planes zooming by.
Yeah.
And then Grayson would love it. And he'd tell everybody, Top Gun's my favorite movie. They'd be like, wow, you sat through Top Gun. But in fact, he just saw the special kids version. I mean, they got a kids menu at the restaurant. They should have a kids version of movies and there'd be a whole new revenue stream. Okay. You're welcome, MGM.
At AndyMan89 said, took my kids to a $27.99 all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet.
Sure.
And they all ate Fruit Loops. Money well spent.
That's a good job out of you, as Joe would say. What's his name, AndyMan?
AndyMan.
So he's not a handyman. He's an AndyMan because his name is Andy. Isn't that clever?
I think that's cute.
You've done well for yourself. Hashtag mom and occasionally dad.
Confession.
Right here every morning, 720 and 920. There he is, the legend, John Ford Coley. Good morning, John.
Morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am so thrilled. I'm so pumped that we're going to see you in person at our summer blast off in just a couple of weeks, May 26th. This is going to be great. Thank you for agreeing to do this with us.
Oh, you bet. It should be a lot of fun. I'm going to try out all my Lithuanian disco polka songs on you guys.
You know what's so funny that you say that? Rochelle said to me, is John going to play all the hits that we know and love? What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to do party songs? I said, yeah, he's going to do Baroque monk chants. And it's funny you would say that.
Hey, you know what? That's what I was planning on doing. Boy, you guys are short.
Perfect.
Well, boy, you've been touring. Let me tell you, is it 50 years now that you've been on the road, on and off, man? What an unbelievable career. You must look back and go, did I really do all that?
You know what? Do what?
I don't know. See every bar, every town, every concert stadium in America?
You know, I tell you, we have played everywhere, it seems like, but by golly, I mean, what a ride. You know, it's such a rush to be able to go to all these places. And one thing about it is because I'm such a history freak.
Yeah.
I go to these places, the chances are fairly decent that something's happened there that I've read about. So to be able to be right there, you know, when you know something has occurred, that to me is a thrill. I enjoy that.
Sure. Are you one of these people that gets excited to play on a stage where, you know, like, you know, Buddy Holly played or that kind of thing? You get into that?
Oh, yeah. I played the Grand Ole Opry not too long ago.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is you've got all these people, because you stand in the circle. There's a piece of the original floor they've taken from the Ryman Auditorium, and they put it in the new place where the Opry's held.
Right.
And standing there, and I'm looking at that, and I just shook hands with Bill Anderson, the guy that I grew up on, and I went, you know, it's really odd for me to stand in the circle where my cousin has played so many, many, many times. And that was Minnie Pearl.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have the opportunity to do things like that. And you, I mean, you feel it coming up through the soles of your feet. You just can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
So you, of course, can be on the beach with us at the Crab's Claw for the summer blast-off, May 26th, Lavalette, New Jersey, right on the shore. I assume you must have played New Jersey many times before. Do you have any memories of something fun that happened over the years here playing here in the Garden State?
Are you kidding, man? I have family that was there during the Revolution.
Wow.
So, yeah, as a matter of fact, I tell everybody when I play New Jersey that my great relative was quite the visionary. And one morning he got up around the time of the Revolution. He says, "We got to get out of here." And they said, "Why?" He says, "We got to go. We got to move." And they said, "Why? We like it here." And he says, "I had this vision." He says, "In the future, there's going to be nothing here but government-run toll booths and something called Dunkin' Donuts."
Man, well, he was right, wasn't he? That's funny. Let me talk a little bit about the music, some of the big hits. Now, the other day at the supermarket, I heard a music version of Nights Are Forever. Is that a strange thing that this music is just part of every corner of the world one way or another? Have you ever heard one of your songs and been like, son of a gun, that's me?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I was going to the doctor not too long ago and wasn't feeling real good and got on the elevator and there was my song and I felt better immediately.
Well, there you are. John, would you give us a memory of your once partner, England Dan? Give us a little something behind the scenes, a little look at the two of you back when you were working together.
Ian was a great guy. He made me laugh. And we traveled everywhere, went to high school together, played in bands together, and just ended up carrying on with just the two of us later on. And, you know, I miss Dan. Dan passed away, gosh, I think it's been 14 years ago, just last month. So, you know, I have a lot of good memories of Dan. We did a lot of things together and just kind of got kissed on the head, more or less.
Well, it's going to be just great to hear these songs live and to hear whatever you want to do live. I can't wait for that. And this is absolutely true. All of us were bombed at the end of this event last year. So I hope you're ready to do a couple shots with us at the end of the party. It's going to be a great day.
I'm going to do that. I'm just going to play a bunch of really sad, slow songs so we can all just sit around and cry.
Perfect.
There's going to be no stopping the party, let me tell you. The Summer Blast Off is coming May 26th. Lavalette, it's an absolutely, positively free show. The legend, John Ford Coley, in person. We can't wait to have you there, John. Thanks for being on the radio here with us.
I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Might be a big congratulations in order for our friend JBJ, John Bon Jovi, his son, engaged to Millie Bobby Brown, you know, the kid from the Stranger Things show. Yep, two of them posted a picture together with a ring, and someone said forever. She is 19. He is 20.
I was going to say, I thought they were both pretty young.
Pretty young. He goes by his legal name, Jake Bongiovi.
Okay.
And Millie Bobby Brown, as they posted the picture, and fans are speculating. Didn't say engaged or anything like that specifically, but the ring and the forever and the picture and the fact they're going out, everybody thinks they might be together.
Aww.
So maybe, congrats to John. He's about to be walking.
Father-in-law'd.
Father-in-law. Yeah, I guess he wouldn't walk his son down the aisle.
No. That's awesome.
They're a pretty close family, so maybe he'd be up there and be the best man.
Oh, for his son.
John Bon Jovi, my dad, he'd be my best man, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
John, you paying for this?
Millie Bobby Brown can probably.
Yeah, she's probably doing
it. She
might
cover it. She's fine.
She gets the buzz cut like G.I. Jane, right?
Not anymore. No.
But in the show, she does, doesn't she?
In the very beginning of the show.
That's all I've really seen is that first season.
Yeah, they're on season. Well, the next one that comes out is season 5. It's not out yet, but
they're doing
will be
a cartoon too, aren't they?
They are, and that won't be out until after season 5. So that's not coming out till like 2025.
This is a sure sign that you have kids under 15 because you know everything there is to know about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Because they just love it.
Lola did yesterday. She sent me the link to the cartoon animated thing. She's like, I can't wait to see what 80s looking cartoons look like because it's supposed to be based loosely off of Saturday morning cartoons from the 80s. That's what it's going to look like.
So just go on YouTube and Google He-Man and just She-Ra and you'll see everything you need to know, right?
Right.
That's funny. Well, maybe she'll do a little Millie Bobby Brown sighting next time she comes to see us.
Oh, she would go out of her mind if she did.
She's probably here all the time if she's dating
maybe
John's son. I didn't realize that they were even a couple, but he must spend some of his time here.
I knew that they were together, but they're both pretty young. So
I don't buy it. I don't think they're engaged.
You don't think so?
No.
You think it's publicity?
It doesn't look like an engagement ring to me.
It does? I'm looking at the picture right now. It looks pretty large. You don't think that's an engagement ring?
Yeah, I think that's I'm rich and I can afford to buy this for you kind of ring.
I got my daddy's money. Yeah. Here you go.
Take a look at that wall. How many hit records you see up there? I'll buy you whatever ring you want. Doesn't mean we're getting married, though.
We'll see.
Remember when we hit the kid that after he won the Super Bowl comes on and you go, so when are you getting married? He's like, it was a great game.
Yeah. Completely avoided the question.
Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast 5. 5 big old trending stories. Hope you needed to know to be in the know. What was that kid's name? I'm trying to think of it. George Katalakis or something like that?
Yeah, he was Greek. Something like that.
That's terrible. I don't remember. Kid was sitting here for 5 minutes. I don't remember. Robbie and Rochelle's Fast 5. 5 big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number 5 to number 1. And thank you for staying in touch on all the socials, on the website, or wherever you get your podcast. Number 5, here's a little girl who has one wish for her 5th birthday, and mom caught it all on camera.
Just be a monster.
That's right. She wants to turn into a monster when she turns 5.
That's so cute.
And I say, go ahead, start him young.
Yeah, 5.
Because one way or another, she'll be turning into a monster.
Yeah, 5's about the time they do get a little less cutesy and a little more monstery.
No, I was saying eventually every woman turns into a monster.
Oh.
You're going to be a bridezilla.
Hilarious. You're very funny.
You're going to be a homewrecker in some way or another.
Why is she going to be a homewrecker?
I don't know. I'm just saying one
way
or another.
That's horrible.
You will have monstrous tendencies.
Okay.
Enjoy your childhood while you can is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. You got to take something that's so cute and tell her she's going to be a homewrecker.
How about gold diggers? Is that better?
No, it's not.
Number 4, there's an Association of American Exorcists. I am not making this up. These are actual priests, ministers, holy men that perform exorcists, you know, like the scary movie.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I think there is another exorcist movie coming out, but Russell Crowe is getting a movie called The Pope's Exorcist. Now, the trailer is out, and this organization, the American Association of Those Who Perform Exorcists, say it portrays the practice as abnormal, scary, frightening, and they say none of that is true. What the hell are you talking about?
Do you think they pay dues into their association?
Do you think it's like a union meeting?
I don't know.
They do a little pasta dinner.
Just wonder what they're doing at these association meetings.
Hey, hello. We're from the United Brotherhood of Associated Exorcisms. Me and Billy are raising some money for everybody down at the house. What's your daughter's got a little problem? Smack, smack. She's fine. She's good.
I don't know how you wouldn't say those aren't terrifying, but whatever.
Well, send that little girl over there. She wants to turn into a monster. Those guys are straightening her right out.
Yeah.
Number 3, Betty White's house has been demolished.
Oh, no.
An L.A. dentist and his wife bought it for $10 million after Betty passed away 2 years ago. Obviously, they wanted to start over from the ground up because the real estate is worth more than the house, according to their realtor. Man, these people.
they're going to need an exorcism. Because,
I was going to say, these people
Betty
have got something horrible growing. Is it? You buy Betty White's house and you level it.
That's awful.
Boy, that's terrible.
She's a national treasure. It should have been made into a museum.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Should have been made into a museum. That's right. But they sold off all her stuff, too, because she,
that's right.
She had no heirs.
I do remember that. They sold everything.
So unless you happen to step into a Pawn Stars place, you're not getting anything from Betty White. There's no museum.
That's horrible.
I know. They leveled,
that makes me so sad.
Leveled the house. The guy, what is he doing all day? He's performing root canals, mm-hmm. and then he bulldozed Betty White's house.
Mm-hmm.
What? Talk about a monster.
Man. Being a friend.
Like Dr. Saddam Hussein or something. Bonus story. Researchers, why would I bring up Saddam Hussein? Researchers at Dartmouth College say climate change is responsible for more than 50 home runs per major league season because the air is warmer, it's less dense, which will allow a baseball to travel farther. And I get that. I think it's a thing.
Sure.
Having said that, we're talking about like 2 degrees over the past 100 years.
Yeah.
You're telling me it's affecting baseball games? I find that a little hard to believe.
Yeah, that seems
now,
like...
Now, maybe we'll get to that point, but...
That seems like somebody whose team is losing right now, and they're like, "It's all the other teams have climate change. That's why they're doing so well, and we're not."
Oh, yeah. Then you get everybody on Twitter, "That's right, climate change. Ruining baseball." Maybe your team just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to you, Detroit.
Hey!
I'll be paying for that one later.
Leave the Tigers alone.
Number two, here's a new poll. It asked people whether they've ever intentionally hit the close button to elevator doors because they wanted to leave without a person they saw running down the hallway. More than a quarter of people admit, yep, they've definitely done that. And I'm going to tell you, they're lying because 100% of people have done that.
I've definitely done that. 100%
of people.
Yes, yeah.
Although, and I've shared this with you before, I am convinced that little closed door, open door button mm-hmm. is just for impatient people. I don't think it actually does anything. I think they just put it there for people like me. They're like, that's it. There's no one coming. Close the door.
I think
Let's go.
It depends on the elevator because we used to work in a building that had a very large elevator and some of
them. That was an old building. That button did nothing.
Some of them worked and some of them did not. And there were several times that I was pressing that hoping that a certain other coworker would not be in the elevator with me. Close door, close door, close door.
It doesn't matter who it is. If I'm getting on the elevator, I see someone coming, I'm trying to close the door. I don't want anybody on the elevator with me. You know what the worst thing in the elevator is when you get on and then you realize that it's going down before it's going up.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to go
up.
You got to
go all the way
and
back
down. And
then
you feel like, no, I meant to do this.
Yeah.
You ever gotten off on the floor that you didn't
yes.
want to go just to avoid the situation?
I did that one time in Vegas at a hotel there. And if you've ever been to a hotel in Vegas, you know the hallways are a mile and a half long
yeah.
and you can't find. I was so lost in the hallways. It was terrible. I was drinking. I will preface that. But I was lost.
You weren't lost. You were just discombobulated.
No, I thought I got off on my floor because it stopped, but I didn't realize that somebody else pressed a button in there. And so I got off thinking it was my floor. Totally lost. Had no idea
where
I was.
Well, this is another thing people do is that whatever floor, no one seems to have a concept that it's stopping at other floors.
I know.
Even if it is going, everyone's going down and you're going down.
Yep.
If one person hits floor 10 before, and you're going to the lobby, there's always one lady that's like, oh, wait, this is not the lobby. Like, yeah, I know. There's four buttons pushed. It's right there in front of you. They're all lit up, and there's lights on them and everything.
I know. I'm guilty of it, so I can't say anything, but I know.
And lest we not forget the people who think they've landed on Mars when the door opens, like, they're surprised. There's people, there's other people? This is not just my personal elevator?
You know what else is awful, though? When you're on the elevator, and there's people waiting to get on, and they don't let you get off before they try to get on. That's so annoying.
I'm telling you, we're one step away from cannibalism, isn't it? This is society. We really are. I'm just convinced if the purge really happened, people would be eating each other. Well, number one, according to this study, we got a lot of studies today.
Yeah.
This one from Reader's Digest. The better you dress may influence the level of service you get at a restaurant. According to a research study of servers across the country, they believe that the better dressed the guest is, the better tip they'll be left. So they say people who dude up for dinner, better attire, better tip.
Absolutely.
This is just one more reason why I need to embrace the sweatpants and just go out. Because I don't want anything.
They won't expect it.
Right. I don't want anything expected of me.
But you don't get better service then.
That's fine. As long as you're polite and they don't spit in the food, that's all I'm looking for. And you'll get your 20%. Now get the hell out of here, princess.
See, I would have thought that study would have invoked the opposite of that. Oh, I better dress better so I get better service. You think, they're not going to expect more money from me?
No.
Perfect. I'm going to dress like a bum.
That's right, because I'm cheap. Don't you know this by now? Ask anybody. Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Brooklyn Decker. She's 36. She was with Leo at one point, wasn't she? I think so. Leonardo DiCaprio.
She's too old for him now. Yeah, I don't know if she was, right. But not now.
The lead singer of Panic at the Disco, a fine rock and roll band, Brendan Urie, also 36 today. Clara Danes, Jennifer Morrison, both 44. Shannon Doherty from 90210, she's 52. Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls, Vince Gill, now an Eagle.
Mm.
They were in town last week, as a matter of fact. Heard that was a great show at the Prudential Center, 66. Andy Garcia, one of my idols, David Letterman, celebrates his birthday. He's 76 today, though he looks like he's from 1876 with that beard. Ed O'Neill, 79, and Herbie Hancock, the great jazz musician, 83 today. Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Oh, yum.
How's that sound for lunch?
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and bring me one of those grilled cheese. But listen, look at the sweatpants. Don't expect a big tip. Expect a reasonable 20% tip, okay? Ask anybody. You're lucky if I pick up the bill at all. So,
ask anybody.
You know, we talked about this quite a bit last week, and Ross agreed with me that you guys had an unrealistic expectation that I'd pay that St. Paddy's Day bill. We're still talking about this a year later, more than a year. Glad Ross was on my side.
Well, you know, it's long gone down. But
are you watching the Yankees game over there? I feel like you're distracted.
No, it's just there's a lot going on. It's just actually there's not a lot going on, but it's just this fire is just consuming my. My attention here because it keeps everything keeps changing and it's very annoying because 1 minute the road's closed, then it's not, then it is, then it's not. So
we have some pictures.
It's incredible.
Yeah, some listeners are sending some pictures.
We've got some text messages.
Some folks listening in Ocean County, so maybe we can post one or two of those little montages on Facebook.
Yeah,
they're
in Whiting and Manchester and that whole area in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm just curious because I never heard that before. What did they call it? Jimmy's Waterhole Fire or something?
Jimmy's Waterhole Fire, yeah.
And I've never heard that, so I'm just very curious to see what Jimmy's Waterhole is when this is all over and done with.
We Googled to see if that's a restaurant somewhere or a bar. Must be.
I'm sure it is. I'm not sure.
Well, it could be a wall. It could just be like a little place that kids used to go swimming, and they just call it Jimmy's Waterhole.
Huh? Yeah. Well, Andy and Opie going fishing in a watering hole.
Yeah, really. Well, I'm just going to put it in. Jimmy's...
It says the blaze dubbed Jimmy's Waterhole Fire.
Wildlife in Central Jersey forces evacuations. Yeah, blaze called them. Yeah.
I bet you it's an actual little pond or something.
Yeah, that's what it's got to be.
Because I think if it was a bar, it'd come right up on the Google.
Yeah. 2,500 acres of burning. Well, that's all. That's horrible. And you know what, too? You're going to smell that smoke for miles around.
I was going to say, you know what occurs to me is that as it's burning, I would imagine a lot of the wildlife being displaced. So I wonder if you get more deers in the road to watch out for.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I would imagine probably that's true. Yeah.
Which is tough.
Because they're all running away from it. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
You know, they know, whoa, fire. I got to get out of here.
Right.
You know,
those poor little guys. That stinks.
Yeah.
You know, sad. But anyway, nature, you know?
Yeah. Singing along, we're going to be singing along when that song happens live. John Ford Coley on the Celebrity Hotline this morning. He is headlining the 107.1 The Boss Summer Blast Off. Joe Nolan's first day of summer 2023. Just one of a couple of big top 10 hits they had. Nights Are Forever Without You, and John will be doing that one live on his guitar. It's going to be great to be up close and personal and hear these songs that we've all grown up with. So all the info on that, by the way, for the show, May 26, 107.1theboss.com. We'll have John back in the Celebrity Hotline about 8:45 this morning, too. You pup, Joe, you ready for the blast off?
Oh, this is going to be great. They had four top 10 hits.
What did I say? Five? Four?
There's four top 10s. Yeah. They had I'd Really Love to See You Tonight, Nights Are Forever.
Yep.
Then We'll Never Have to Say Goodbye Again, Then Love Is the Answer. So they had four top 10 hits. And then the other one, it said to belong to someone else when the right one comes along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That one was number 21. I'm surprised. I thought that was a bigger hit than that. But, well, I know why, because it was a number one adult contemporary hit for 5 weeks.
Joe was working at the Easy Listening Station at the time.
So. That's exactly right. They had four number one adult contemporaries. Yeah. Number one.
Man. Well, I guess we know what his set is going to be, and I figure based on what we're paying him, it'll be about four or five songs, and that's it.
He'll be out of here.
You know exactly what the set list is going to be for John Ford Coley. So,
cheeseburger and a beer, and he's on the turnpike.
You know what, though? When you go to a show, for the most part, what you want to hear are the hits. So it's perfect. That's all I need.
That's the best part about this. It always has been. These guys, they come in and they do this show, and they play three songs, and that's it. Right. They're all the big hits they have.
Right. Yeah, that's what you want to hear.
That's
though.
A great point. Yep. If he got up there and he started singing, you know, Chasing Cars, you'd be like, fine, but can you please do Nights of Forever?
Right.
Well, you're only going to get Nights of Forever, and then you're gone. So just another reason to come join us at the Blast Off.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Of course, it'll all be live right here on 107.1 The Boss.
Yeah, John will be part of, I believe, the 1 o'clock hour, and that's right before Joe does his ode to his poem to summer. Do we even, what do we even name for that before we play Born to Run?
I don't know. It's just whatever it is. It's the thing. That's what I call it.
It's the thing. Do the thing.
I got to do the thing.
I've heard it called Joe's tribute to summer, his poem, his ode, his soliloquy.
Poem I don't like.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not a poem.
Yeah.
No.
We started a little mini tradition where we get like a little taste of it in the morning, right about 8 o'clock for a special freak out.
I'm not. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
I know, but it needs to be part of the morning thing because you used to always do it in the morning, you know? So we this is what's happening now. We're doing another one of these meetings on the air.
I don't like that, but.
Well, maybe we need to start a new tradition.
Or maybe not.
You guys stress me out.
There's got to be something we can do.
Well, you know, play last year's.
Well, it says 2022, Joe, so I'm not sure that one. We could do a montage of all of them over the years. That's a good idea. I like that.
We could go back to 1999 and play that one.
Yeah. Well, what a tremendous waste of everybody's time this conversation is.
Man. Ugh. Anyway, it's a lot of work, folks. Robbie's worked his you-know-what off on this thing. And it's a lot. I haven't even started yet. I got to start working on.
Now he throws me a bone. Now he throws me a bone.
No, you've done great.
He admits that all I want to do is have this be a success after he crushes my dreams and says, nope, no new traditions. Nope.
No, it's because it's the tradition continues. You heard the man. What's wrong with you?
Well, many things. You see, the blast off was always in the morning, and then Joe made it an all day event, and now he wants to save it for the end, which I get. Mm-hmm. But we got to do something in the morning because that's where we always did it until last year. So
maybe you should do a blast off.
That's a good idea too. We could do a little montage, and then I do. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You don't need Joe. You can kick off summer
right.
in the morning.
That's right. I don't need Joe. He can stuff it.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We've been considering selling our car ourselves because we're down to just one car. We've been considering selling it ourselves to make a better profit margin than we've been offered by the dealerships and a Carvana and all of that. So Rochelle was just kind of surfing the Facebook marketplace and she said, look at this. And there's a guy, this is back in your home state of Michigan, right?
Yeah.
There's a guy who's selling a burial plot.
It wasn't just a plot. It was a crypt. He was selling the whole crypt.
Is that the deal? Not a mausoleum, but that's the deal where they put you in the wall, right?
Yes.
So that's a crypt.
Yes.
So he's selling it for, what did you say it was, $4,800?
I think 40. No, here's the thing. He had it for 48, and then he slashed the price.
We're having a fire sale, folks.
Down to 43, but he put the paperwork, and I'm putting the paperwork up here, but kind of blurring it out just so you can't see his information.
On the Facebook page?
On the Facebook page. It looks like he paid about 58 for it.
This guy's taking a loss on his crypt.
I just wonder how one, I understand planning for that is a good thing. I think that's a good thing, but how one purchases one of those and then decides, you know what? I probably am not going to need that because you are going to need it at some point. Yeah. So what did you get divorced or what? There's more story here and I kind of want to message him and ask.
Like, don't do that.
Why is it for sale?
I got to tell you though, I think that's a bargain. That's an expensive deal, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is.
It got us thinking this morning about unusual things you've seen for sale online. And then of course there's a bunch of BuzzFeed articles, that sort of thing. Like, I want to say used condoms, but not condoms that have actually been used, but just the box opened. But not used. That's for sale. $28 for sale.
What?
On Facebook Marketplace. And speaking of the ghoulish, used coffins are a thing.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's straws. The plastic straws because people don't like the paper straws.
They don't like the paper straws.
There's a garden ornament that looks like an FU, the middle finger.
Oh, that's awesome. I'd buy that.
Lola would love that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
All right, let's get right into it. Most unusual thing that you've seen for sale online. 732-774-4444. Lines are open. I know you got a good one. 774-4444. You're looking for something every day, and you run into something very strange. What was it? Call us, text us, Facebook us. That's your He Said.
She Said.
We're Robbie and Rochelle for our friends at Chocolate Carousel in Wall, where the other night we did one of those little baking kits that you two too, can get a chocolate carousel. Mm-hmm. They're right there on Belmar Boulevard in Wall. And we did a little lemon tart bar, lemon blueberry tart bar. Oh, boy. So good.
So good.
I did quietly see you take the Tupperware with some of those tart bars to work today. Does that mean that somewhere in my proximity I can have one? Because I could go for one. I got coffee going right now. I could go for a little tart.
Yeah, I did. I brought you a little sliver.
Where is it?
It's in my bag over here.
All right, well, I might eat one of
these. I made this on Sunday, and we did bring Rawson, but we only have one piece left.
But I like how, for me, you've broken in the little bars to make it last longer, these little slivers.
Well, that's all you need. I mean, and they're perfect. It's a little tray that they give you. They give you everything that you need in this DIY kit to make it at home. And without that kit, I would never have been able to make something like this. Yeah. I mean, I like to cook, but baking's not really my thing. But they make it like you're on the Food Network. Everything's already pre-measured for you. There's step-by-step instructions for every single thing that you do, so you cannot screw it up. So you can take something like a blueberry lemon tart to a family function and say, I actually made this. Huh? I would never be able to do that without that.
Jada de Laurentiis.
Right.
Make a blueberry lemon bar.
So
I love you, Bobby Flay.
Yes.
You too can get your baking kit at Chocolate Carousel. We'll talk to John and Lisa coming in later this week. They're going to inspect our work. Maybe we need to save a little piece, let them taste it.
I don't know if I want to do that. She's a professional. It was easy, but she's a professional.
We also did a video of Rochelle baking this and me making my snarky, non-helpful comments. And you can see that on the 107.1 The Boss or Rami and Rochelle Morning Facebook page. But a reminder, Bruce, back in town, East Street Band. You know it by now. Prudential Center Friday night.
Yes.
And a special edition of Springsteen on Sunday show this weekend live from Bar A, Sunday morning starting at 9. You know all things Bruce right here, 107.1 The Boss. The people wondering when we're doing the money have not done that yet. So a chance at $5,000 in your hand, get qualified for $5,000 with at least 100. Could be up to $500 out of the free money machine when you get through. We will do that sometime before 10 a.m. Not right now. Not at this second. I'll tell you. We're not trying to fool you or anything. If you want the exact hours, you just go to 1071theboss.com and sign up. They send you a little message, a little email to your email address that you choose. And we don't spam you. We just send you the information. So. That's on the way as well. Meanwhile, our He Said,
She Said
is going out. Brand new conversation. Most unusual thing you've ever seen for sale online. Something strange, something out of the ordinary.
Renee said, last week I saw someone selling their wedding dress that was clearly worn and from the 80s, and they wanted $2,000 for it.
What was probably like a $12,000 dress then, which would be a $30,000 dress today, so.
Yeah, but if it's the 80s fashion and
with the big shoulder pads are back though, aren't they?
I don't know if they're back for wedding dresses. And if it's clearly been worn, that means it hasn't been cleaned since probably the 80s.
Well, that's a little gross.
Which means that you probably are not going to get those stains out and you're going to pay $2,000 for it.
It must be quite the dress if they still think it's worth $2,000 and it's got all those flaws.
No, I think what happens, especially when things like with a wedding dress, is people have a sentimental value and they think it's worth a lot more than it actually is. And nobody's going to pay $2,000 for a used wedding dress from 1980. They're just not, unless it was Princess Diana's or something. I mean, it's not happening.
Come on, that'd be worth more than
$2,000. Well, of course it would. I'm just saying, if it was something that was famous or had some, no one's going to buy your dirty dress from 30 years ago. They're not doing it.
But how much was that Marilyn Monroe dress? The one that Kim Kardashian wore last year? They think it's worth like $6 million, right? So I have to imagine something
like that. Again, that's Marilyn Monroe's dress that's in a museum.
Brenda, your dress is not worth $2,000. Brenda.
That's different
than
just your dirty 30-year-old dress that's been sitting in your basement collecting dust that, sure, you paid a lot of money for it back then, but nobody wants that.
Brenda, let me tell you about your dress. It's the dirty 30.
A text from 6140 said, went to an estate sale where they had a price on used roll-on deodorant.
Just amazing to me that anybody would conceptualize the idea to sell used deodorant. Good Lord.
And then we got a text from 5712 that actually sent us this listing, and it says EUC, which I believe means excellent used condition.
Right.
EUC, only for a couple of cycles, too firm for me, menstrual cup, asking $25.
The hell is that? Is that to catch your business?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like an alternative to other feminine products.
Wow.
This is actual. I have the listing in front of me.
Are those expensive? Is that why this person thinks they can?
I think they're about $25 new.
Yeah.
So I understand it's in excellent used condition, but it is in used condition.
I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know that was a deal.
It's a thing. It's, you know. I'm not gonna.
I know nothing of these.
I'm not gonna elaborate on it, but you don't want to buy it used.
Yeah.
Just buy it new.
All I can say is if men had to deal with this, we'd be running around, my balls are bleeding, as the old joke goes. But I don't understand anything about that. Superfan Ray's on the line. Hey, bud.
Good. How about covers for your fingers when you're eating Cheetos?
You've seen those for sale online?
Yes, I did. They're on Amazon.
I mean, that's so weird. Kind of a brilliant idea when you think about it.
This is true because that cheese does get everywhere.
Yeah. But,
yeah, they're on Amazon.
Yeah, I'd say I don't like a food, and like I know a lot of people like chicken wings, that sort of thing, and they're tasty, but I don't like them because then your fingers, no matter how many times you wash your hands, it takes a good day to get that smell off your fingers, and the same is true with the Cheetos. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, without that. Same thing with spare ribs. They're so good, but they're so messy.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't like stinky fingers, so I can. You know what? I might actually make that Amazon purchase if I happen to see this.
There you go. They're on Amazon. Look them up.
All right, Ray. 732-774-4444. Call us. I got a couple of lines ringing, but you can still get through. 774-4444. You can also text the same number or Facebook. Unusual thing you've seen on sale online. Maybe you saw it on Facebook Marketplace. That's your he said.
She said.
Couple more coming.
Good morning.
You are caller 10. You're through to play for some free money.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Victoria.
Victoria, how are you today? Everything good?
I'm good. Good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Thank you for asking. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Barnegat.
Are you working? Are you hanging out? What you up to today?
I'm playing. I'll get ready to go to the doctor.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe you hear John Ford Coley in the music like he heard when he went to his butt doctor. Hopefully you're not going to the butt doctor today, but that's none of my business.
No, chiropractor.
Oh, all right. Well, that'd be kind of, that's one of the doctors you leave there. You're like, man, that was good. I like that. It feels better.
Exactly.
You know? All right. Well, this is going to feel good, too. Let's fire up that free money machine and see how much we get here. And 20, 20, 60, 80, 100. $100. There it is. $100 awesome. Cash. Nice Thank little withdrawal you. For 100 to start. And Victoria, you're qualified for the grand prize. $5,000. $5,000 in your hand in just a couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Will you please let everybody know who is Barnegat's free money radio station?
107.1 The Boss.
That's a fact, Jack. We mentioned yesterday with that red flag warning. I feel like we, I don't want to say we called it or we jinxed it, maybe.
No.
But it's kind of a strange thing. I said, holy crap, there's a chance of a combustion. And sure enough, and all these brush fires all over the area today. The red flag warning remains in effect for the entire metropolitan area. So just something to be aware of today. So if maybe you think, well, gee, that's not near me. It could happen, I guess, which is, you know.
You never know.
Which is scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
I'm sure John would be delighted I'm calling his song an oldie, but it kind of is. It's kind of there.
Sure. Oldie but goodie.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Something unusual that you've seen for sale online. Something out of the ordinary. You know, maybe you're looking just to buy something secondhand. You say, well, I don't need to buy a new one. I don't want to spend all that money. And then you come across them. You go, no, wait a minute. No, no, what is that? And they started because Rochelle saw somebody post a crypt, a monument.
I'm selling a crypt.
For about $4,000, which is very strange.
Very, very strange. Kenny said a real skeleton at a garage sale. The guy said he was a retired science teacher, but I don't know if I buy it.
I can see if it was one of the fake skeletons from...
It's a real skeleton.
Biology club, but a real skeleton. There's got to be regulation for that, don't you think?
I can't imagine. Maybe if it was 100 years old or something, I think they probably did used to do things like that, but I don't know.
A little strange. Guys literally get skeletons in the closet.
Text from 2423 said, I'm emptying out my aunt's house and we found 30 packages of adult diapers open, but only missing one diaper per package. Turns out my aunt was very picky and kept trying different ones and never threw out the ones she didn't like. So we currently have a listing for adult diapers, $5 a bag.
Poor auntie. What a horrible tribute to her memory.
It's probably something strange to see on Facebook Marketplace or something, though.
I know.
Those are expensive, so $5 a bag is actually a pretty good deal.
But all the people in the family are talking about this now, and that's going to be what they remember. Like, remember when auntie died, they found all those diapers in the house?
She was picky.
And then her nephew sold them all on Facebook. Auntie had the poops.
Text from 3232 said, a few months back, I saw someone selling snowman arms on Marketplace. $5 a piece. They were sticks.
I was going to say, they'd be sticks, wouldn't they?
$5 $5 steak.
I mean, maybe the top hat might be worth something, but other than that, Frosty.
No man arms.
Frosty ain't worth nothing.
That's clever.
Unusual items you've seen for sale online. We get a lot of texts, a couple of pictures even, of people taking screenshots of what they've seen. So maybe we'll post a couple of those on the Facebook machine. You can get us there at 1071 The Boss or text us anytime, 732-774-4444. Thank you. John Ford Coley. I tell you what, Joe, I don't know if you just heard the song playing there, but really love to see you tonight, man. It's so good. Oh, yeah.
They're great. You know, they're just great songs, and they're these songs you know every word to, too. You know, that's the other thing. You sit there and you've heard them over and over and over again, and every time you hear it, it's just almost like the same first time you've heard it. They're great songs.
That must be strange great to go to the doctor's office, hear your own song.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to the butt doctor, and you hear your song playing on the music as you're going in there.
I was also, and with all due respect to all the artists who have played at the Crab's Claw,
yep.
I think we're going to ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, oh, my goodness.
This is certainly the biggest that we've done in quite some time. Maybe the biggest ever. It's hard to say.
No, well, let's not get crazy. But it was.
It's the biggest one we've done at the Crab's Claw, that's for sure.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah. No doubt about that. John Ford Coley is the headliner, and we're working on it. Joe and I are putting our heads together, working on a run of events. But the whole thing culminates with Joe's big kickoff to summer about 2:30 in the afternoon. And just before that is when we've got John playing the hits. But we start first thing in the morning at 6, Constantine Morales, who's just about to launch a new Broadway show with Joe Pantoliano called Rock and Roll Man. He's going to be down with us. He's going to do all those songs. He's from American Idol. We have another American Idol who was with us last year, Cole Holman, who grew up in Manasquan. He's a great kid. The new sexy teen heartthrob, Jake Thistle, will be here. He looks like Shawn Mendes, but he does kind of like the 70s Jackson Browne kind of singer-songwriter thing. So the girls are all like, so they're going to love that. Then we get the goofball Mike Rocket, who does the Going to the Jersey Shore song that has gone viral online. I mean, he's got like 10,000 views to his song that he wrote about the Jersey Shore. And I was going to say, don't forget the house band. And they, like I said to Rochelle earlier, they play everything. They do disco and they do Irish drinking songs.
They do everything.
And O'Neill will be our house band for the whole day. So this is a big event. And if she doesn't get stuck on 195, Michelle Amabile will be there too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But you never know what you'll
believe that.
She'll be stuck in traffic, so it's...
Kermit will be there, too. We'll get Kermit to do middays if she doesn't show up. No big deal.
Well, that'll just help the ratings big time, but... East Louise. Yeah, Kermit will be there. Brad Blank's making a guest appearance, and we'll get a... They're not going to be there in person, but we will get a Zoom acoustic performance, I'm told, from Collective Soul. We're going to be at the Vogel that night to show 107.1 The Boss is performing.
What?
It's going to be a huge day. Yeah,
Collective... Hold on. What did you just say?
Collective Soul, big 90s rock band, are going to send us a little acoustic performance that we're going to play back over the air as well.
Wow.
So we got that going for us. It'll be a huge thing. And don't forget YouTube Neil streaming the whole thing. YouTube Neil in the house.
Can't forget YouTube Neil.
I actually heard from him the other day. I gave him the rundown, and he said, man, I might have to be there at 6 a.m.
I hope he will. I hope he will.
So. We'll
blow this thing up, man.
I'm going to have to pace myself because by 2:30 last year.
You were ossified.
It was, I was in the parking lot like.
Well, we weren't kidding to John Ford Coley. We were all bombed at the end of the event. So, it was a good time.
Well, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, the bar was bringing us Bloody Marys. I'm like, I can't drink this.
See,
right
here's
now.
The thing. When Billy does that, you got to tell Billy, Bob, those guys, just tell them, no, hold it, stop. I got all day. I'm going to be here all day. Because their job is to bring you as many as they can possibly bring
you. No, and I'm good
with
that. I just, by 2:30, I got to, it's late.
I have this foggy, misty memory, I imagine about 3:15 that day as we were wrapping up, of going to the bathroom and running into Marianne, said Joe's wife, and saying, hey, it was fun. And she's like, hi, I know. And I just have this hazy memory of hugging her and saying goodbye. But I think it happened, but I'm not sure.
And of course, I try to stay clear of all this stuff, and I'm watching all you people slowly but surely, fade away into the into oblivion. And I'm just laughing. It was so funny.
Joe's like a secret agent. He slithers his way through the bar. You never know exactly where he's at. There he is over there.
Yeah.
He's the mayor.
Oh, yeah, that's my place, man. I love that place. I really do, truly do. But anyway.
Well, hang on, one more thing.
All live, all free.
Right, one more thing. We got to mention Mark Montanaro, our big sponsor, Autoland. If you want to do the jingle for him? Autoland. Yeah, we'll do it together. Ready? Here we go. Count of three. One, two,
Autoland,
three.
Land. Autoland.
1-800-AUTOLAND.
Autoland.
Route 22, Springfield, New Jersey, presenting the whole event.
I'm staying away
and
from
also,
that one.
Also, Sam and Aileen and all those people at the Krebs Claw for allowing us to take absolutely. Over their place for a day.
All
Although
free.
They don't mind because they probably make a fortune.
I'm sure, yeah.
Look at all these plugs you're getting right now. And at 1071theBus.com for all the info. If you didn't catch everything we just said, it's all right up there. And the John Ford Coley will be on the podcast if you want to hear that back if you just missed it. And it's all free May 26th. So there you are.
Right, and if you're listening and you enjoy it, please make a donation to our charity,
yes.
our foundation, the Maureen E. Nolan Foundation. That'd be great. And you can find that at mnolanfoundation.org. Also, I think there's a link on the 107.1 thing for it, too. Yep. So.